I don't need to take your dare. I can quote them.
The reason thou won't correct thine email is that thou art afraid. Afraid thou knowst not thine strunken white. After all,
I know my strunken white.
Then prove it.
I know my Fowler.
Then prove it.
I know my Warrener. Sorry, that's Warreners.
I believe thee not. Recite the rules of apostrophe.
The rules of apostrophe?
Methinks thou canst. Thou canst.
Very well. Form the possessive singular of nouns by adding apostrophe S. Follow the rule, whatever the final consonant. Thus write Charles's friend.
Thus write Charles's friend.
Thus write Burns's poems. The witch's malice.
Oh,
the witch's malice. The witch's malice. Charles's friend, Burns's poems. The witch's malice. Exceptions are the possessives of ancient proper names ending in ES and IS, the possessive Jesus, and such forms as for consciousness' sake, for righteousness' sake, but such forms as Moses' law, Isis' temple, are commonly replaced
by the laws of
the
Moses.
Temple of Isis. The pronominal possessives, hers, its, theirs, yours, and ours have no apostrophe. Indefinite pronouns, however, use the apostrophe to show possession. One's right, somebody else's umbrella. Common error is to write its for its, or vice versa.
It's for its.
The first is a contraction, meaning it is. The second is a possessive. It's a wise dog that scratches its own fleas. It's a wise dog that scratches its own fleas. It's a wiser man who studies his apostrophes. Yes, true that it's a wise dog if it scratches its fleas. But it's a wiser man who studies these apostrophes.